News Talk, 94.9, WSJM-FM, Benton Harbor, St. Joseph. Depend on us.
WSJM News Time, 6 o'clock. It's 32. News Talk 94.9. WSJM News Now begins with your forecast. Clouds today, a bit of wet snow or rain at times. A high today, 38. Cloudy, snow, a drizzle early tonight, a low of 30. And then partly sunny tomorrow and a high 40. With Pat Moody, I'm Ray Gustafson. The news this morning brought to you by May Oberfell Lorber. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com. Here's your top story at 6.
Governor Snyder is pleading with his counterpart in Illinois to join with Michigan and other Great Lakes states and provinces in a partnership to keep Asian carp out of Lake Michigan and beyond. He sent a letter to Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday, noting because it's a non-federal project, the state of Illinois is the lead agency with jurisdiction, supervision, and regulatory permitting authority over the waters of that state. Snyder's Director of Strategic Policy, Angela Ayers, tells WSJM News the governor is interested in pursuing a partnership agreement directly with the state of Illinois.
We've been having conversations amongst the states for a while now and wanted to put that into writing to say that we are willing to be a partner and willing to commit state funds towards the project to help ensure it continues to move forward.
Michigan has committed up to $8 million in fiscal year 2019 to pay for 5 years of operations and maintenance activities at the Brandon Road Lock and Dam in Joliet, Illinois. That's been identified by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as the last best place to build a barrier to keep the invasive carp out of Lake Michigan and prevent them from decimating the $7 billion fishing industry in the Great Lakes.
Well, the results are in on lead testing in the water for Benton Harbor area schools. No fixtures, faucets, or drinking fountains were anywhere near the federal action level of 15 parts per billion. However, District CEO Robert Herrera says they went to a much stricter standard.
We accepted or adopted a voluntary standard, industry standard of 5 parts per billion. So we went, you know, far below the industry standard there because 5 parts per billion is actually bottled water threshold.
There were 5 fixtures above the 5 parts per billion threshold, and Herrera says all of those were turned off. All 5 will be replaced before the end of the upcoming holiday break.
Berrien County Prosecutor Michael Sepik is dropping charges against 2 Benton Harbor Charter Schools Academy administrators in connection with an outburst of anger by a teacher that resulted in an 11-year-old girl suffering a concussion. Principal Tim Harris and Assistant Principal Ashley Smith had been accused of not reporting an incident of child abuse quickly enough to Child Protective Services. Sepik announced yesterday afternoon the charges were being dismissed after the two took part in a pair of training sessions last week at the school and in suburban Detroit. Additionally, Choice Schools has said similar training will be held for all staff members prior to the beginning of the fall semester going forward. Former teacher Thomas Barnes of St. Joseph entered a guilty plea to aggravated assault for throwing the chair that he hit the girl in the head. He had said he did so to try to regain control of an unruly classroom and has apologized. He was sentenced to 9 months of probation.
An Indiana judge entered a preliminary not guilty plea for a high school football player accused of killing a 17-year-old schoolmate who was pregnant with his child. The St. Joseph County judge also denied bail yesterday for 16-year-old Aaron Trejo, who's charged as an adult with murder and feticide. Among those who attended the arraignment yesterday was Kyle Guthrie, who is friends with Trejo's family, but she also met victim Brianna Rusling a few times.
She was just a young, innocent girl in sports, happy. I just don't get it.
Prosecutors say Trejo told officers he fatally stabbed Rusling because he was angry. She waited so long to tell him she was pregnant, and it was too late to get an abortion. He has also told investigators he planned her death for at least a week.
It did not go very well. It's a big jigsaw puzzle. It is, you got border security and different levels of funding that different sides are looking for.
That's Congressman Fred Upton on the White House meeting yesterday between President Trump and House and Senate Democratic leaders Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on passing legislation to keep the federal government running past the end of next week. Trump is demanding $5 billion for a border wall, which lawmakers from both parties have been reluctant to cough up.
We're waiting desperately to see how this final package, what it looks like. But those negotiations, frankly, are going to go into next week.
Trump said during the meeting with Pelosi and Schumer that he would be proud to shut down the government as part of the dispute over the border wall money.
The memory of John E.N. Howard will not be forgotten anytime soon in the city of St. Joseph. He died last month at the age of 99, and the St. Joseph City Commission honored him with a resolution at the start of Monday night's meeting. Commissioner Jeff Richards knew Howard well and spoke about the impact he could have with just a few words.
He didn't say much, but when he did say something, everybody in the Lions Club was quiet. And if any of you have ever been to a Lions Club meeting when it was quiet, that is a miracle.
Howard's name, along with his wife, Dee Dee, are on several attractions in the city, including the Ice Arena, the Auditorium at St. Joseph High School, the city's skate park, and the Solarium at the Maud Preston Polinsky Public Library. He's survived by Dee Dee, and at Howard's request, there was no funeral. City leaders say, and in addition to the financial contributions to St. Joseph, he also had an immense impact on the arts. Howard was the conductor of the St. Joseph High School Band from 1948 to 1963, and the conductor of the St. Joseph Municipal Band from 1948 to 1987. WSJM News Time 6:06. It's 32. Yesterday on Wall Street, the Dow was down 53, the NASDAQ up 11, S&P 500 dropped 1. Details in 20 minutes. Up next in WSJM News, the U.S. Senate has passed a farm bill.
The whole is greater than its parts. That's May Oberfell Lorber, Northern Indiana's oldest law firm, with individual attorneys coming together as a team to meet your complex legal challenges. Our team is dedicated to advising you on a broad range of legal matters, focused on positive outcomes, finding quick and effective resolutions to your legal disputes, whether it be assisting you in estate planning, real estate, personal injuries, business transactions, employment issues, or litigation. May Oberfell Lorber will provide prompt, effective representation. We're your neighbors, your friends, your local team with offices in Mishawaka and Southwest Michigan. May Oberfell Lorber, here when you need us, because we're part of the community, coming together to take the complicated out of your life. Accessible, experienced, versatile. Visit maylorber.com.
WSJM News Time is 6:07. Out your window this morning, 32 degrees. With overwhelming support, the U.S. Senate has passed its version of the 2018 Farm Bill, which would, among other things, provide billions of dollars to protect the Great Lakes.
The votes 87-13. The Senate approved legislation which supplements billions of dollars for American farmers, strengthens local farmers' markets, while rejecting stricter limits on food stamps, all of which was pushed by House Republicans. The bill, worth $867 billion, now heads to the U.S. House, which is expected to support it. Jason Scott, the Michigan News Network.
A holiday, an active time for thieves who would like to steal your packages that you have delivered to your porch. There are many inexpensive security cameras that you can purchase, but Sergeant Kathy Williams with the Grand Rapids Police Department says there are a couple of free options as well.
One, they can pick up their packages from a delivery service. So another free option is to have that package delivered to your place of employment or a trusted friend, family, or neighbor that you know are going to be home all the time.
She also says you can require a signature on your deliveries or your package will not be left unattended on your porch.
Stormy Daniels ordered to pay President Trump hundreds of thousands of dollars in a case she filed against him, which was later tossed out. Here's ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles.
In his ruling here in L.A., Judge James Otero is ordering Stormy Daniels to pay President Trump $292,000 in legal fees. This is a result of a lawsuit that was dismissed in November in which Daniels claimed President Trump defamed her in a tweet. Daniels and her attorney, Michael Avenatti, have a pending appeal in the case.
Today is sentencing day in New York for President Trump's former lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen.
To his friends who sent letters to the judge, Michael Cohen is an upstanding, honorable, salt-of-the-earth man who gives of himself endlessly without complaint and does not ask for anything in return. To federal prosecutors, Cohen is a criminal, motivated by greed and ambition, who evaded taxes, lied to banks, and skirted campaign finance laws at the direction of President Trump. Prosecutors noted the useful information Cohen provided to special counsel Robert Mueller and said he deserves a bit less than 4 years in prison. Cohen is hoping for no prison time. He wants to pay restitution and, his attorney said, begin his life virtually anew. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Looks like a whole lot of us are planning to fly to our holiday destinations this year. ABC's Derry Albinger has the numbers.
When it comes to getting over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house or wherever we're headed over the holidays, many will be on a plane. The airline trade group Airlines for America is predicting nearly 46 million passengers will fly during the 18-day stretch that starts Thursday, December 20th and runs through January 6th, the Sunday after New Year's Day. That's an increase over last year of more than 5%. Derry Albinger, ABC News.
Now the scoreboard on News Talk 94.9. WSJM. In the NHL, the Capitals topped the Red Wings last night 6-2, and the Jets beat the Blackhawks 6-3.
For these and other stories, log on to WSJM.com. News Talk 94.9, WSJM. Depend on us. News time now is 6:10. Up next, WSJM weather you can depend on.